Coach, I guess, firstly, it seemed like in that third period you were throwing everything in the kitchen sink at these guys, but unfortunately they score one with just over a minute left. But I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench tonight.
Well, it happened right at the start. We weren't ready to play. You know, that it's simple as that, and that was right through the whole group. We had one player in the first period, and that was Ravensburg, and if it wasn't for him in the first period, the game would have been out of control.
Yeah. Then the team did pick it up. Obviously, they knew they had to. It was a strong third period. It's funny how things go, because from the point when Carl scored late in the second period until very late in that period, you guys seemed to take over, and it's amazing how one shot that Vanek let with just over a minute left can sort of change things, because it did seem, even though you had said about the slow start, you guys were coming on.
Yeah, we played a real good third period. We're, you know, creating chances, doing a lot of the things right that we should have been doing at the start of the game, and you know, one shot beats us.
Yeah, I got to ask you about this, and it was a scary play that happened with Towns Kazicki, and it was a scary play. I think he just fell. Like, I don't know what you saw, but for him to go up and get up on his own power, obviously great to see that he's okay to get on his own power, but a really scary play.
Yeah, you know, when someone goes down like that, it's really scary. It was just unfortunate. You know, he went in there. He was actually playing really good. You know, moved him up. He was, you know, playing really well, and just very unfortunate. Just unlucky. Kind of tripped up and went in there really awkward.
And it was a relief to see him eventually get up and eventually get to the dressing room when it seemed like on his own power. I thought Carson Carls was on a different level in this particular game, and I know right now it's about the team, and they lost 4-3, I understand that, but you were throwing Carls out every second shift, and I don't blame you, I think anybody would. There are some games he's good, and then there's some games he just takes over, and I thought he did everything he could for your team in this one.
Yeah, we can, you know, especially in the third.
Yeah.
You know, him and Dumanski together, they were, you know, it's a real powerful pair, and they really work well together. But Carroll's, that's what he is. You know, he can, he really wants to win. It just wasn't about him playing good. It's about him leading the team, and that's what he was doing.
Yeah, and then his partner, as you mentioned, with Bauer Dumanski, I think we know how great he is on your penalty kill, and he blocks so many shots, but he's really developed his offensive game. The one-timer he has seems so dang effective. He had 5 shots on goal tonight, which led your team, and it just seems like the offensive part of his game is coming a lot here so far in his 20-year-old season.
Yeah, he's really prepared and he's really focused. He had a great summer. Leadership, it's just a natural, you know, part of his development right now within our team. And the way he's always had the offense in him too. You know, he can really skate, he can really shoot, and you just never know when they're going to put it all together. You know, his shot, every time he takes that one-timer, it has an opportunity to go in.
I know you're looking for more than a split, especially after you won the first game. However, you're going to have to be very pleased, I don't know how you could not be, with the power play and the penalty kill. The penalty kill is number one in the WHL by far. The power play was two. It might even move up to number one after this. It's very early to put those numbers into perspective. But the penalty kill, like this week, has been something like 14 for 14. The power play, you got another power play goal here. That's one area early on why the team has an impressive 5-2 record is the special teams, and they were special in this homestand.
Yeah, they're and they should be. We have we have some guys that really bode well for both sides of the penalty kill and for the power play. And we got a couple power plays, and we got 3-4 sets and D that we can use in PK also. So, yeah, that's a real positive for our team.
Well said, Coach. Appreciate the time as always, and we'll see you on the road next week.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you guys too. Yep. Take care.
Mark Lamb, GM and head coach in our post-game show. Let's head to the scoring summary.